For Illinois Public Radio, I'm Sam Dunklaw. For decades, public health advocates have pushed for limits on smoking. They've included warning labels on products to limits on where someone can light up, all of which have helped bring down smoking rates. But in Illinois, a push to raise the smoking age has repeatedly failed to become law. For this week's Illinois Issues, I take a look at the chances it has this year. Smoking and chewing tobacco used to be the norm. You might remember being asked a routine question at restaurants, smoking or non. But over time, health organizations, lawmakers, and even the military have been increasingly outspoken about the hazards of tobacco. Nowadays, anti-smoking commercials abound, like this one from the ad campaign The Real Cost.
Cigarettes are bullies. Don't let tobacco control you.
Illinois lawmakers put their collective foot down in 2007 when they passed a landmark ban on public smoking. It's been more than a decade since then, and public perception of smoking has gone from bad to worse, especially among young people. An average of 95% of high school-aged kids in Illinois say they've never touched cigarettes, according to the most recent Illinois Youth Survey. But while high schoolers are ashing traditional tobacco, e-cigarettes and vaping products are on the rise. That same youth survey says vaping rates in Illinois are up dramatically. You might not even realize that someone's vaping. One of the most popular products is Juul, spelled J-U-U-L. It can be easily concealed, since it's designed to look like a computer USB drive. Vaping involves nicotine derived from tobacco and can be highly addictive, like traditional cigarettes. All of this has led some state lawmakers and health lobbyists to double down.
We should do everything in our power to stop this devastating habit.
This is State Representative Camille Lilly, a Democrat from Chicago. She's one of the state house's leading anti-smoking voices. Last year, she was a sponsor of a plan supporters say would have taken tobacco, including vaping products, out of the hands of high schoolers once and for all by raising the purchasing age to 21. She and others partnered with the American Lung Association to try to get it done. The association's Kathy Dre says supporters have tried to up the smoking age 4 years in a row, but that effort has been snuffed out every time.
We do set the precedence here in Illinois. It's very important for the Midwest, for Illinois, to pass these laws. And we're just not there yet.
That's because Tobacco 21 hasn't had enough votes to pass. Last year, the idea made it to the governor's desk. Here's former Governor Bruce Rauner, who spoke with reporters right after he'd vetoed the measure last November.
I don't think that's going to change smoking among young people, and it would heavily hurt the economy, and it would push more people who choose to smoke to our border states.
Supporters failed to get enough backing to override it, but that hasn't stopped health advocates like Illinois Public Health Association Director Tom Hughes from keeping a steady drumbeat against youth smoking.
The tobacco industry has recognized the age at which a person starts smoking as a key indicator to their own success. The age restriction and the need for social distancing in order for them to never start smoking, that's part of the rationale for the bill.
On the other hand, tobacco businesses say it's not fair to restrict the freedoms and responsibilities an 18-year-old has. A common argument, if they're allowed to vote and serve in the military, why stop them from deciding whether to smoke or not? But some business owners, like Jason Smith of 618 Vape, agree with what Tobacco 21 is trying to do for kids. He's run vaping businesses in Carbondale and Anna for more than 5 years, and says he routinely turns teens away for trying to buy popular vape products for their underage friends.
My heart was to help people quit smoking, not sell to kids. It's wrong. I hate it. I wish it wouldn't happen that way. I didn't open my stores to do that.
Smith believes that raising the purchasing age alone won't do much of anything. He says more comprehensive ways of tackling the problem, like restricting where vape products can be sold, would be better still. Instead, he says shops like his are being scorned for being part of the problem when they could be part of the solution. Despite the objections, Tobacco 21 already has a lot of support. It has strong support among the majority Democratic Party, and some Republicans, like State Representative Tim Butler of Springfield, broke ranks to vote yes.
This is a vote that I'm making on my own personal beliefs. If we can take steps to make a healthier Illinois, I think we should do it.
The recent handoff of the governor's mansion to J.B. Pritzker could also give the measure the key support it's needed. So far, the new governor hasn't publicly signaled what side of Tobacco 21 he'd come down on. Meanwhile, more than 35 Illinois towns and counting have moved ahead on their own. They've bumped up the local smoking age to 21. Before the state of Illinois passed the indoor smoking ban more than a decade ago, towns were passing similar ordinances. When it comes to this year's Tobacco 21 proposal, supporters like Kathy Dre are more hopeful than ever.
There is still so much that we can do, and I hope that Tobacco 21 is our next tool in our toolbox.
I'm Sam Dunklaw.